Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 44. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and light greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, the poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Jesus is sitting in the temple watching the people give into the offering box. And Jesus watches how we give today, too. Not just what we give, but how we give. So the rich people came and they put in large sums. I'm sure they were impressed with themselves and hoped others noticed. But Jesus noticed the poor widow. She came in and put in two small copper coins. Jesus tells his disciples that the poor widow gave more because she gave out of her poverty and put in everything she had. Now notice she had two coins. It would have been totally understandable if she had given one coin, kept the other to live off of. It still would have been a sacrificial gift. But she gave both. She gave her all. And this was a great gift to God because of the cost to the giver. This wasn't just some extra cash she had lying around. This was going to impact her living conditions for the next period of time. Now the secret to her generosity is that she knew where those two coins came from to begin with. And she knew that the God who gave her those two coins could give her everything else she needed, and so she gave gladly. And this doesn't just apply to church offerings. Sometimes we see generosity as something we'll do in the future when we have more cash to give, more time to offer, or whatever. But the widow didn't wait. She didn't wait for a better economy or for her situation to improve. So no matter how inconvenient or seemingly impossible it might seem today, what can we do to be generous today? It's not just about money. Could you help someone wash their car? Are you good with flowers and could offer to help a neighbor? Are you handy with tools and could offer to fix a squeaky door for the little old lady down the street? Take the widow's example, and whatever you have, no matter how small, be generous with it. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter @DevotionPodcast. Or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. Thank you. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.